on the cable, whatever podcast network.
DSL,
high speed.
Galaxy wide.
That's right. Galaxy wide. That's right. Let's see. I wonder, is this going to Andromeda in 4.5 years? Or what's the closest?
Not that fast. 4 to 3 billion years, Andromeda galaxy.
I'm talking about our nearest star neighbor.
Alpha Centauri.
Alpha Centauri in
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Okay. Hello, Alpha Centauri. Hello. 3.5 years. well worth the wait from Jimmy Doan. That's right. Little Jimmy Smith here. This is good. This is great. Well, we have...
They probably are getting the Jimmy Doan radio show.
Yeah, that's right. The original show. Takes you... Look, you're supposed to mix it a little faster than that, Frank. the Jimmy Doan radio show. That was from about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost three.
Right. It was probably 5 years ago, wasn't it?
No, I think it was...
Three years.
No. No, it was 2001. It was 2001 because we were talking about...
We were saying
then it was that those hijackers had made legitimate hijackers in trouble because they're going to get killed when all they want to do is go to Cuba or something.
Right.
And, and nobody's going to let them do it. Okay, well, here we are once again, folks. Thank you for tuning in, podcasting.
25th of September?
Today's 25th of September. That's right, 2005 for those in Alpha Centauri or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. So, we'll be here.
Best of Jimmy Doan.
Best of, that's right. And that's right.
JimmyDoan.com.
That's right. So anyway, here it is Sunday, and we have Jack Rhodes.
Hey, good to be here.
Good deal. And Curtis again.
Hey.
God love you. And Engineer Eric.
Still here.
Yes, all right. Hopefully we can get this thing mixed right and see what happens. So today we have Jets over Gainesville today.
That's right. Air show here in Florida.
There they
are.
There you go.
Hopefully they're knocking the shingles off the roof.
Yeah. Well, I saw where people were complaining that there was hurt to somebody's dog's ears or something.
Always going to be a complaint.
I mean, literally, they were practicing all week. The Blue Angels is
they were subsonic.
Right. No, I know.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
the big complaint.
Yeah,
what's
right. Yeah, I
so
mean,
you didn't put bulletproof glass on your windows.
Yeah,
it's your fault.
Hey, let me tell you,
your trailer.
It is your trailer.
That's the only people in that area.
It's not like they didn't know it was coming. I mean, well, of course, I say it was in the newspaper. That presupposes that some of these people can read. So, no, they had pictures, though. So I think you
got the idea. Yeah. Planes
we
coming.
See big blue bird again. No thundercloud coming.
That's right. But they've been advertising this thing for 2 or 3 months. And, $15 to go out there.
I didn't find out till the Blue Angels were buzzing my tower.
Where have you been? I told you about it a month ago.
I only read the national news.
I see. Okay, well, it was, great.
Yeah, they should drop a bomb. Then it'd be national news. Blue Angels,
subsonic, you can hear them coming pretty much, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's also the biplanes and all that.
Yeah, they have the biplanes.
Patty Wagstaff from St. Augustine is going to use their extra 300S.
And then they have some static displays, I think, out there.
And I'm sure these guys travel the country, right? They're coming to your city soon, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah. No question about it. And they said in the paper today that it costs about $500,000, and they figured if they could pay for it, $500,000 is what they...
Son of...
Woo! What?
At $15 a ticket, that means in your town it'll be $50 a ticket.
Right? That's right. Wherever you're...
Right. Really? We're paying $500,000?
No, not us. No, it's private.
Oh, okay.
It's all private. No government money involved.
Okay.
And in fact, not even the commercial flights are
affected.
What they do is when the commercial flights come in, the Blue Angels get out of the way.
Yeah,
they get buzzed. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, no, that would be. I mean, you're coming in on, your Delta, whatever, Delta connection, prop plane. And all of a sudden, here's some guy flaps down, gear down, outside. Right. Whoa, what is this?
And then, of course, you get the hip stewardess that says, "We've been alerted that there is a bomb on board."
We are receiving by the Blue Angels.
By the Blue Angels. That's
right. All nine
of them.
Yeah, people head for the emergency exits.
That's right. Yeah, I'd rather exit from 1,000 feet up.
Well, that's a pretty big gamble. Now, $500,000 for
what they pay the Blue Angels,
especially here in Gainesville.
No, it's the whole shooting match.
Oh, but I mean,
I don't think they have to. I don't think the Blue Angels get paid.
That comes out of our taxpayer dollars, I'm sure.
Well, yeah,
$11 a day or something?
Well, I mean,
plus room and board, of course.
Right. Yeah, that's advertising for the Navy. Navy gets a lot of advertising out of the Blue Angels.
Yeah, but I don't know if that'd be reimbursed or not. I don't know how you'd reimburse. I mean, they've been practicing since Thursday or something out here or something, right?
Oh, no, since Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
They should fly over to New Orleans and Houston and all that area, you know, entertain all the folks on the ground there just hanging out.
In the water.
Right. Swimming around in their backyards.
That's right. Do a B burn.
There's some federal aid for you. Right. Here's some entertainment.
That's right.
While you're wallowing in your feces with no water.
That's right.
Yeah. The air shows that are held at military bases like MacDill are free.
Right.
They have to be. El Toro. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. But this one, no. They figured about $500,000. But I don't know who did the math, but they said they needed to sell 20,000 tickets at $15. I don't know who did the math on that, but I'm a little worried about our school system here when they say...
Well, that's who did the math.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
All right. So what do we got for news today?
I don't know if you know this, but Hamas, you know, the terror organization, whatever it is, it's interesting because Israel pulled out of Gaza. You know, gave it. Here you are, Palestinians. Boom, here's your place. Gotcha. Bye. We let you have all the houses. We blew up a bunch of shit. And, you know, everything else.
Well,
we blew
Sorry
up
about
the,
that.
Blew up the guns and munitions and everything. But now we're gone. Not enough. Hamas is now lobbing rockets into Israel, you know, for whatever. I don't know. I mean... Yeah, exactly. I have no idea why, but the whole point...
There they are. There they go. Right into Israel.
So what? Now, if you've got the jet plane, of course you can give the response.
Right.
The Israelis, that's right, and the Israelis are, you know, hitting. But I mean, the point is, here it is. It's never enough. Was that the Arab Street?
It's the Arab Street.
There are always going to be some people. Look, you got to figure that the terrorist's goal is to disrupt the status quo.
Right.
Their goal is to cause a war.
Right.
And they don't have the power to do it themselves, or they'd bring it. So all they can do is like poke people in a toe, you know, and by lobbing V2s over into
well, they're not V2s. It turns out they're homemade and they're like slightly.
Well, I figure they're just about like V2s.
V.5.
No, they're not even beta test. So these are alpha test rockets.
It's an Estes rocket blown over there.
But it's amazing.
Class C firework.
Class dot class
no,
C.
No, well they. I mean, apparently they're like, you know, our little bottle rockets. I mean, they go whining all over the place. And
oh, that one was a dud.
Damn, he hits them right on the head.
Well, they had what they called a barrage of rockets, and it wounded like three people. So the Israelis, of course, come back with their F-16s, you know, pinpoint accuracy, and, you know, and the two of the leaders were in some car.
Not anymore.
And not anymore, that's right. Bye-bye. And they're gone.
Well, I mean, yeah, the Israelis have nothing to fear except for there's going to be this constant.
But I don't understand. I'll tell you what I don't understand. I don't understand why the people in Gaza, you know, the quote people that got the shit, got the land and everything, aren't themselves going to say Hamas people.
They will.
Okay, they will.
They will. I guarantee you that those people will organize. They'll say, "Shut up!
Right,
we got the land.
We got what we wanted.
Exactly.
And yeah.
You know, put your missiles up your whatever. You
up
know,
your yes, up your
sell
that's
them
right.
or keep
that's
them for the new
up your
Palestinian.
Camel butt, whatever. Yes, that's right.
You know, but they'll put a stop to that eventually.
We got to talk about Rita.
Another update on Rita.
Rita came, went.
Yeah, they had, that's right, and they had one dead thing died. Apparently hit shore and just died.
Well, that's what it usually, it didn't really just die. It took a day or so.
Yeah, but I mean, the winds dropped to 35 miles or went up to depression within 24 hours.
Yeah,
so one fatality, though? So
yeah, I think they attributed maybe one or two.
Well, then there was the 20 bus people.
Right, yeah. Well, that's, right. Of course, you know, if you're carrying oxygen on your bus. I mean, you know,
that would have been cool to see.
No, I mean, that would have gone. That went up.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. They said it went in the middle of downtown traffic too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a picture of it. I saw a picture of the after. I mean, you talk about. Let me tell you, if you feed a fire with raw oxygen, it melts
burn.
A lot of things. I mean, think about it. What's oxyacetylene?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is a hot flame. Think about it for a second. We were talking about. How many? There were 34 or something.
Aluminum burns in a pure oxygen environment under pressure.
Well, this wasn't under much pressure.
Yeah, well, it wasn't.
But I mean, here you've got all these people who were probably carried in practically. You know, they got their little green bottles with their nose things on,
right.
And all sitting in the bus with their little green bottle, and they're all just, and they can't move. I mean, because they all got, you know, arthritis is, you know, they're all headed for the hip replacement.
This is getting painful.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, kafloosh, and everybody's oxygen goes out there. You know, their flames leap out their
all
nose.
All right.
What? and the bus driver
there
says,
"There are people who are relatives of these people."
Well, we feel for them.
Yeah, we do.
But it is unfortunate.
Bus driver tried to save himself, of course. And boy, it was like that airline crash in the Miami. You know, the one that came down.
Yeah, 106 people.
106 people. Ooh. Remember, that was because of the used oxygen generator, or what, canisters, right?
Yeah. Well, I like how I like how too, as a people, we're attributing this bus accident, you know, to the hurricane.
George Bush's
fault.
It is.
When really, right? It really has nothing to do with it.
It's global warming. Didn't sign the Kyoto Treaty. That's George Bush's fault.
Yeah, it's just part of evacuation.
That's right. So, well, because they were pretty much all white, I think. Interesting.
Yeah, that's, well, Kanye will come up with something.
Well, then they probably did that as a balancing act. You know, we look. You see, I don't like white people either. Boom.
So, other than the bus, there's one fatality. And so,
yeah, right.
So they'll be able to borrow a body bag from Louisiana.
Sure. That's right. Yeah, right?
They have 24,900 left.
That's right.
I think.
Were they going to use those body bags as home for the homeless, or what are they going to do? They're going
to sleeping bags.
Sleeping bags. There you go. Maybe cut a little hole in, put a pole in the middle of it, and use it as your
sell
shelter.
Them on eBay.
There you are.
Boy, isn't that
that's the way to do it.
That's right. Put
genuine body bag.
I'll tell you.
Body.
And you know what?
With the body.
Yeah, with the body.
Start your own science class today.
Yeah, we don't need no frogs for dissecting. We get real. Here's an arm. No, they what they can do, what they should do, of course, is to fire up the old silk screeners there and put, you know, I Survived Katrina or something
Oh, that's coming.
That's it.
Coming.
Yeah, no, you know they got T-shirts.
Well, JimmyDone.com will have them on tomorrow.
That's right.
Check them out. $10, $10. And a portion of those proceeds will go to a portion. You know? A fraction will go. We'll send them a buck, is basically what we're saying.
That's right.
Buck total, not per T-shirt.
No, that's right. Buck total. Well,
So how did this affect New Orleans? Now, how did this read it?
Well, of course, the levees, two of the levees, I think, overflowed.
Reached,
as they say, yeah.
Oopsie.
Oops. Yeah. Well, they
knew it was
They
coming.
Pretty much knew. And of course, where it flooded was where it had flooded before. There was nobody there. The buildings were already flooded. Mold City, crocodiles, whatever.
Have you seen that the houses are right along the levees?
Right.
There's a berm, uh-huh. And then there's a road, and then there's houses right there.
Right.
Do they have insurance? Will anybody insure that land?
Probably the U.S. taxpayer would be my only guess. Because they do it here. They have federal flood insurance for
around
Florida.
The rivers.
Huh?
Around the rivers and such?
I don't know about the rivers.
Yeah,
but
Santa Fe floods on a bi-yearly basis or something, and all those homes that are right there near the river.
99% of them are way up on stilts.
Yeah.
Even prior to, they were building those houses on stilts 40, 50 years ago when I went there.
They knew, right?
Even they knew.
Well, it's bad living next to the tracks or something, but boy, living next to that levee, that's rough.
So. Well, now you spend a lot of time in Holland, you know, whatever,
Netherlands, right?
And of course, that entire country is underwater or below sea level,
right?
So they don't have a problem or whatever.
Well, they have a little bit better engineering over there, apparently, to keep the water out.
And
they've been mocking us in the last.
Have they really?
Yes, yeah, ha, Americans, you know, if you'd done it our way, you know.
Well, of course, they say it in Dutch, so we don't understand them.
Klutzak.
Klutzak American.
for our Dutch speaking. Yeah.
Here's a quote. It says, when asked how that they were going to rebuild after the levees breaking, the New Orleans resident Willie Babineau said, Shuba pie. Frapperly yum cum drappy jam.
That's Creole.
Is that a New Orleans Dutch accent?
Well, we already said they should have imported the gondoliers. But anyway, what were we going to say, Curtis?
Oh, yeah,
while we're on the Dutch. Well, segue into the
Dutch. Apparently the Dutch, you know, who led the way with the reality TV craze. I think they were the first ones, or that one of those Northern European countries, first one to do the Big Brother or House of, you know, reality, whatever. So now apparently a Dutch reporter is going to use drugs recreationally on TV.
Okay, and is this like a recurring show?
Apparently,
he's got a contract to do this, and
apparently it'll make for good TV to have someone die of a drug overdose.
Can we get a permit to do that here?
I doubt it. No, but it's going to be
a weekly program called
Shooting Up Heroin.
Yep. Shoot Up and Swallow. And
Shoot Up and Swallow, and not to be confused with the porn movie.
No, that's right.
Shut Up and Swallow.
Of the nearly same name.
That's right. That's right. Probably in the same section of the
of rental, Amsterdam, you know? Right.
That's right. So Shoot Up and Swallow. Okay.
So he's going to do that, and he's going to host his show under the influence, so to speak.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we get a tape of that?
What happens when he starts foaming at the mouth and falls over?
What happens when he zones out and goes to sleep?
It's good.
Yeah.
Where am I?
What was my last guess? Right, man. Well, you know, you can digress, you know.
That's right.
He probably will digress, you know, as we do. You know,
that's right.
Jump from idea to idea as the colors flow through his mind. That's right.
For other shows, he plans to go on a drinking binge in a series of pubs.
we do that here.
Right.
That's called Gator Stomp.
Right.
We do that here.
Actually, that's more like the reality shows that we have here. It's just young kids drinking and partying every night and screwing. So that's pretty. Oh yeah.
Not here.
Happens.
Does
happens.
It?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Kids these days.
Kids, you tell that to the kids today, they won't believe you.
Well, so who are going to be the main advertiser? I want to see the advertiser. You know,
right. Exactly.
To come up, and it's going to be condoms. You know, it's going to be. Alcohol.
Well, the condoms, of course. Well, now, of course, speaking of the condoms,
right?
That Chinese outfit is coming out with the Clinton and Lewinsky condoms.
Oh, that's right.
And so apparently they've no copyright infringement. I guess since they're public figures, you're allowed to use it.
I think they also make a condom for your cigar, too.
Is that, yeah?
They're coming out with that idea.
Did you notice that the Lewinsky box is actually cheaper than the Clinton box?
Which Lewinsky box are we talking about? Oh, the box of cigars. Yes.
The box of condoms.
Oh, the box of condoms.
No, the Lewinsky box itself is virtually free.
Right.
He's got to become president.
Right. That's right.
The names we chose are symbols of people who are responsible and dedicated to their jobs. Quotes a spokesperson for this here.
Oh my God! This is a Chinese person that says
apparently
being made in.
So this
China.
Is the. I believe Bill Clinton cannot be unhappy about this because he's a very generous man.
You wonder
he likes to give.
That's right.
As opposed to receive. I don't know. Monica,
you wonder if
still it hurts.
That's
she?
Right. Well, no. I wonder if they're going to send him kind of a complimentary box. You know, a complimentary carton. Complimentary gross.
I wonder if he's got his picture on the front.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if they'll send him Bill's or Monica's.
That's true. That's right.
So is there a size difference, or we don't know the difference?
No, we don't.
Price difference. That's it.
Price difference.
So Monica's are less than Bill's.
Discrimination.
Gender. You know, it's probably 67% of Bill's. The price is probably. Don't women get 67 cents on the dollar for men or something like that?
I don't know.
Where's is that the wage? Not isn't that the
China.
Wage difference?
What's the,
not
what's
in
the
China,
price
right.
In there?
They all get nothing.
One's like, it's all. It's. They, I think they convert it over from yuans to dollars.
I don't know, but if spokesman Liu Wenha of the Guangzhou Rubber Company happens to be listening, we would like some of those.
Yeah. That's right. Send those Kara
JimmyDoan.com.
That's right. Just fax them on over here. You know,
and we'll plug you.
Yeah, no problem.
No pun intended there.
We do have one listener from Taipei.
Taipei.
Oh,
that's
right.
As close as, I think, to China, well, maybe, I guess.
Well, that's Shaohao.
Yeah, that's...
Konnichiwa.
No, that's Japanese.
Yeah,
right,
whatever.
Close enough. Yeah, right, okay. I don't think so. When I was on my trip.
Was it a New York trip?
Yeah, the New York trip. Grandma said for some reason she wanted to go. You know, she has kind of a funny accent. And I'm sitting there asleep practically, you know. I'm dozing off. And she says, well, let's go to the pawn shop. I thought she said porn shop.
All right, Grandma.
Yeah, right. Let's go.
XXXGrandma.com.
That's right. Oh,
actually, that probably is a site that we just gave a plug. That's one of our advertisers, XXXGrandma.com.
Yes, any name you could come up with has got a triple X on it. Did the triple X dot triple X ever take off? Do they have that yet? Or did they do that? Is there any? No, I have no clue.
I don't know.
Well, you know, the ICANN people are, you know, they're the .com, .biz, dot whatever the heck it is. You know, the 4-5
right.
dot org.
Dot net.
Dot net, right. But then other people tried to start up the dot biz and the dot
TV.
Dot TV, right.
I mean, they're going. I mean,
are they? Okay.
Yeah.
They were supposed to start a dot triple X, I think. And I think there was a kibosh put on that. I know it when I see it, you know. That.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe one of our listeners could call in, but I think that triple X is tying back around to the Amsterdam thing.
Yeah.
I think that triple X came from Amsterdam in some way, shape, or form. That was... Someone can call in and tell us, or
well, they
email
can
us.
Email us in. That's right. Of course, in Mexico, they don't have it. They don't have dos equis.
I don't know. So I missed that tour. I missed that lecture when I was on the tour, apparently, in Amsterdam. I don't know.
And why did you miss the tour?
I must have been zoning out or something.
Yeah, yeah, I, you know, one of the little coffee houses with your, you know.
Short-term memory loss, I think.
And so how often do you go over to Amsterdam?
Well, I haven't been in years.
He doesn't know.
I can't remember.
Can't remember the last time I was there.
Hamster where?
Bam.
Speaking of there again, Anne Frank's arrestor's captor. The guy who, the Nazi hunter, the big Nazi hunter everybody knows.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Obviously not.
He was a Jewish fellow who was the big, that's right, he died, that's right. Mm-hmm. And he was the one that found Eichmann?
Yeah, he found Eichmann, and he also busted the guy who arrested Anne Frank's family.
Ah, okay.
Which is our Amsterdam tie-in.
Okay, well, see how well the Jimmy Doan show just
those
ties.
Puzzles it. Just fall.
Oh,
you just
it's
dump
amazing.
The box out and you look at the picture.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, you people putting this thing, you people on your elliptical trainer here might have to put this together yourself. You know, I might have to re-edit this thing when it's done to find out where the hell we're going with this stuff.
It's good for four workouts instead of just two.
That's right.
It's user active. All right, so what else we got? What else we got?
Well, yeah.
We still got the we got the Japanese thing here. They're the ones that are doing the condoms. They're also...
No, that's the Chinese, I think.
Chinese, is that it? No, okay, well, now we're moving in Japanese.
Okay.
They're coming out with a beer now for children.
Yeah.
Kids beer. Which is a great idea. I think it has double the alcohol. No. It has no
Being
alcohol.
Being a father, it's like the best idea I've ever heard.
That's right. So I don't want you to have three beers and go to bed.
Now.
Yes, sir. No, apparently a kid's beer, Japanese soft drink bottled to look like beer. Does not have alcohol.
Does it taste like beer, too?
I don't know.
It's like O'Doul's. Mm-hmm.
But
O'Doul's
again,
is swill.
If kid's beer would like to send us some...
We'll
to JimmyDoan.com, we will be happy to
taste
it.
We'll give you our top Pentagon mailing address if you send us your.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
The Japanese, they're always on the cutting edge.
That was like the cigarettes. When I was growing up, we had the cigarettes.
Oh, the fake cigarettes.
The fake cigarettes that actually had a puff in them.
Gotta love that.
It was probably asbestos powder or something like that. I'm not sure. But they had it was something that you could actually, and a little white puff would come out.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was either that or cocaine dust. I forget what it was. But it was something that was, because cigarettes will kill you, so they were like gum or something. It was like at a red tip
gum
on
and
it.
Cocaine is okay, though.
Oh, that's fine. No, back then, when I was growing up, cocaine was almost legal.
those candy cigarettes, I mean, it came in a cigarette box.
Oh, yeah. And it
wrapped
had,
like this.
And it had like Bamel or something on there.
Yeah, right.
Had a picture of a three humper on there, something like, you know, it was, I mean, the stuff was literally made to look almost exactly like like a cigarette box. You know, it was a flip top box, and you'd open it up, take out one puff.
Yeah. Obviously, according to our leaders, the kids today are too stupid to deal with that and not become.
Well, of course, the kids today try and light the damn thing. That's the problem.
Succeed.
That's right. As the end melts and drips off, and you know, starts a fire.
Well, they also had the big league chew, which was the gum, you know, chewing tobacco, and they do still have that.
Really?
So apparently that's okay still to chew and dip and.
Well, you know, the diving boards.
You can make. Of course, you can make gum. You know what you do is you. This would be a cool thing. You remember in the movie where he was eating a Baby Ruth bar at the bottom of the pool.
It's okay. Well,
yeah, it's all right.
Okay, what we need to
Caddyshack,
right? What we need to do is to make some gum that looks like dog poop or something like that, and have.
I think they got it.
Well, now
if we just thought of it, I guarantee.
Not only do they have that. Of course, okay. We talked about before is they got the jelly beans. Which actually tastes like dog poop.
From
the Harry Potter.
Harry Potter movie.
Yeah. Oh,
there we are.
Yeah. Oh, but, God. Well, that's, kidding. You know, those people have gone.
But no. They took all the diving boards out of pools.
Yeah.
Kids can't dive today, these days.
No, that's right. It is.
Break your back.
No, that's right. So then you have to go down to, you know, Bali or Mexico or something and jump off a 40-foot or 80-foot cliff. You know, when the water's just, you have to time it just right so you don't smash yourself on the rocks as you, you know.
Wow.
I thought that's what you can do.
Well, so this kids' beer is going to be not only available in Japan and all, but they're taking it overseas, starting, I guess, with
Britain. But it's not, of course, non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic. That's
yeah,
right.
See, that's the problem. I mean, when my kids were growing up, I mean, see, we fed our kids like Jack Daniels before they were one because it's the only way to put them to sleep.
A little phenobarbital in the bottle.
A little paragoric, you know, whatever. So that's right. Yeah, here, kids, bye. You know.
So would you think, would this go in the United States or no?
They'd protest. Oh, my God. Sorry. They, you know, Cindy Sheehan, she'd be over there. She'd protest anything.
Cindy Sheehan, and she'd run out of things to talk about.
That's right. She'd protest anything on it.
Japan is privatizing their post office.
Yes.
Over the next 10 years.
Over the next 10 years. And, of course, is it a percentage thing? Is it accelerating? Is it 10% a year?
Don't expect Japan to be there in 10 years. It's either going to get hit with a big tsunami, or the earthquake.
That brings up another point we might want to talk about, and that has to do with this emergency reaction. Of course, they only had weeks to prepare for the hurricane. You know, God save us if we have a terrorist attack or an earthquake, which, you know, you have exactly zero warning.
And how about a more widespread area as well, potentially? If you
Or an earthquake.
Right.
I mean, earthquake can do
that'd
some... That'd put a hurting on you. That's right. That would, or, you know, pretty good-sized explosions. Everybody trying to get away. You know, because they don't know where the next one... If you have one, like if you have two explosions, let's say, that are spaced a mile or two apart, everybody's wondering where the third... Like the airplane, wondering where the third one's coming from. So they all take off. 2 million people on the road instantaneously. Not 2 weeks' notice. We're talking about 48 seconds. Get in the car, Mabel. We're leaving.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of evacuation success out of that.
Although I saw some pictures that looked like they had not opened up both, but they did. In fact, all eight lanes were going, and all eight lanes took 24 hours to go 4 miles or whatever the heck it was. I mean, maybe part of it was because, you know, people run out of gas. You have a bus blow up on the highway, that'll slow you down.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's loose enough.
Those oxygen tanks shooting out of there like torpedoes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you wonder to reevaluate how you're going to get people out. You know, you wonder if should you have, for instance, one of the things you might have would be I guess they do have in a lot of places, an emergency lane that you can't go in. And it seems like you would have mobile gas trucks or something. You know?
Well, that's obviously what they're going to have to work on. They said that the Army trucks, even the Army trucks with the gas, had the wrong nozzles. They had to fly in special nozzles that would fit
on a passenger car.
Square peg in a round hole.
Right, right. Yeah.
To be honest with you, I never have understood, you know, jerry cans. You've seen jerry cans that hold 5 gallons of gas. The military, seen them.
They strap onto the back of the Jeep.
Right.
Well, it's for speed of flow, so they can fill them up fast.
Yeah, except it splashes everything everywhere. I mean, you get it all over yourself.
Well, the government is wasting gas or something?
No, hard to believe.
Well, if somebody's shooting at you, you want to get that gas in there fast.
Like Indianapolis 500. You know, how fast can you get it?
I would imagine they would have an Indy-style
gas tank. That's
there.
What I'd have. Yeah. Just those big things with the big, long nozzle on there.
And under
like a gas charge in the back to, you know, like the automatic charge.
Yeah, that would be like a butane lighter, you know, something like that. Where you could just go you know, and it would just go, you know.
That's essentially what those things are, the Formula One, you know.
Oh, no, those are. That is under pressure.
Right.
A lot of them.
Yeah,
No. Some of them are and some of them aren't. I mean, they dump
the
them in.
Cars are.
Those aren't. I think, stock I don't know about cars. The Indy cars, but the stock cars are like big nozzle things, whatever, that they dump them in.
Yeah. Well, they definitely had an issue with that on the freeways. And I think all the emergency lanes were taken up as well. The pictures that I saw, they had the side roads, you know, the roads that border the super freeways that used to be the old highways. They were all clogged. I mean, everything was clogged. And
it is interesting when you realize that on a Sunday afternoon coming back from Long Island, the roads are slow. And that's when everybody, you know, there's a million people on the road then. Or on Friday afternoon, or if you're a government worker, Thursday afternoon going down to the beach, then, you know, the roads are literally, there are, you know, a million people. And they move. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a traffic,
coming.
Quote, jam. But it.
Well, I used to live in L.A., and there were times around the airport on the 405 where you could get out of your car and have a little picnic and hang out for half an hour while some planes landed or something.
Might have an earthquake.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
when the road opened up and swallowed the guy in front of you, or the bridge collapsed.
No, that's just not even an accident. I mean, that's just regular old traffic. So you can imagine when everybody tries to get out, there's going to be that flow problem. And we can do the math. I mean, it's definitely just a flow problem.
Well, they need to, like you said, I think they need to come up with a much better evacuation plan. They need to.
Yeah, if you've got 10 days notice and you can't get people out, I don't care how many you got, you got a problem.
No, you can get them out. I mean, now that they've seen what has happened, they should be able to easily go back and fix the problems. In other words, beforehand, you send the trucks out with the gas that are lining the streets. You know, I mean, you open up, you have all roads that are, you know, like so many roads are designated one-way roads, and you come up with special signs or something, you know, evacuation route only.
Right.
And then, I mean, you can plan to evacuate a city if you plan it, but they didn't ever plan it. They figured that, and again, like you said, they had plenty of time. The people that had any inkling, as soon as they saw that thing coming over, especially just after Katrina, they anybody that, of course, I guess could have, should have, and probably did get out.
Well, of course, there's the other factor, and that's the human nature thing. There are those people that are going to stay anyway.
Right.
And then there's, you know,
some people
smart
have jobs and they can't leave.
Well, that's true. And then, yeah, they don't get paid.
And they don't get paid.
They don't get paid if they take off. That was one of the problems that they were talking about before, is that, you know, we've talked about this kind of thing before. What's insured and what isn't insured? And if you're not there, you don't get paid. And sometimes they'll say your house is insured, but except this is water damage, not wind damage or rain damage or whatever. And so, you know. Also, you got rich people, smart rich people, you'd think would take off because they're smart, but except for the fact that they're leaving behind, you know, $10 million worth of shit in their house,
right,
and they're worried about being robbed. I mean, because everybody knows they're gone.
People need to buy a big safe and hide it.
Well, they do, but even so, if your house gets broken into, it's a pain in the butt. So, I mean, they might be sticking around to make sure they don't get get robbed, number one. So then they get out. You know, I think what they probably ought to do is get some of those big old, what are those, crane helicopters? You know, those big ones that lift the, and if anybody stalls out on the road, they just lift that car out of there. Boom, gone.
Well, they said there were groups of people who were, if your car, for example, stalled out of gas at the pump, or there were a lot of pumps who weren't taking credit cards, or they weren't taking cash. They were taking credit cards, but they didn't want to let anybody in the store. So they weren't actually exchanging any cash. So then there were people bargaining with cash to use other people's credit cards. And then they were...
Oh, the market system at work.
Absolutely. And they had some people there, literally guys moving cars out of the way by hand, lifting them up and moving the car out of the way if it's out of gas or whatever.
And couldn't get any.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's well. Again, that's they. It's obvious that all of the larger cities.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, you said something about the market system at work. I wonder if they had allowed gas gouging.
Right.
If some people wouldn't have raised their prices up and had gas later on,
no question about it. And again, gouging's got a bad name. I tell you, that absolutely should be. They should allow that
instantaneous market adjustment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they really should, because you would find out then what people would. And they wouldn't be topping off, for God's sakes. You know, they'd say, well, we got enough. You know, and everything. They'd get out of the way. There's no question that the market would be more. The thing that worries me, of course, about this, they saw what had happened with Katrina, so they were sort of quote prepared unquote for Rita. Of course, it was interesting. The liberal biased media, whatever it is, when they were talking about some of the talking heads were saying, well, of course Of course, Texas got better treatment because it had a Republican governor, and Louisiana was dumped because it was Democratic governor. You know, I mean, you give me a break. Right. You know, it's amazing how people would just partisan up everything. But now they said, so we were prepared, but they obviously weren't really. I mean, when it took, even in getting out of Houston, of course, half the people from in Houston were from New Orleans, so that didn't help.
Well, it's also, it's also kind of an unprecedented event. I mean, that's...
No question. No question.
Especially in that area.
Well,
I mean, I think they haven't been hit for a long time.
Yeah, I bet you we could evacuate Miami easier than they could evacuate Houston.
We got little signs all over Florida here for those who don't know. You know, hurricane evacuation routes.
Let me tell you, they had that one that it was. I think it was last year, wasn't it? Last year that I-10 was clogged, beat to ban because everybody kept trying to get out of Jacksonville. Wasn't that last year one of those hurricanes?
I guess just definitely in general, I mean, in my, you know, since I've lived in Florida all my life, most of the time we generally associate hurricanes with either Florida or the East Coast, more so than the Gulf Coast.
Right.
So I think it's coming back around, and it's been a while, certainly, as we learned with New Orleans. They certainly were not prepared at all. I would be hard-pressed to see if there was any hurricane evacuation route sign up anywhere in New Orleans. I would bet there's not. Because it's not anybody that's been in New Orleans knows they don't exactly maintain their roads very well.
That's because they opted out of the federal grant.
The federal funding.
So that they could sell booze to people.
To 16-year-olds. I mean 18-year-olds. Right. Yeah.
Woohoo! Go New Orleans!
That idea is good enough for me. That's, you know, as you print it off on your no picture ID off your laser printer. You know.
and as you said,
good enough.
People can either, you know, make it a partisan thing between Texas and New Orleans or
Louisiana.
But some people would just say, hey, maybe the people in Texas are just a little smarter.
Well, again, they also had a different ways to get out as well. Again, New Orleans is isolated, for God's sakes. Yeah. You know, I mean, you think about it, when you think about trying to get out of there, there's not a lot of ways. At least in Texas, you can go south, north, east, west, whatever, not east. So
well, apparently, too, most people in Texas have a car.
Right.
Whereas, as we learn, most people in New Orleans...
Or a horse.
Or a horse, that's right. Or a tractor.
That's not got on a lawnmower.
I'm surprised we didn't see more tractors coming out of there.
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently, in New Orleans, rides the metro or the trolley.
Yeah, apparently, bicycling would have been faster.
Somebody said, literally, you could have walked out faster than...
Well, you know, what about those little wheels buggies, you know, the two-wheeled IT buggies?
Oh, right. What are they called?
Segways.
The space age, right.
Yeah. You could have run right up there.
I rode one of those things one time down at the University of Florida Engineering College. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I rode one, too. They're sweet. I rode one time. Yeah, they work. Yeah.
Right. So that's a market solution. I don't think you can build more roads. I think, Eric, you can designate some. They're going to be contraflow. When we say evacuation, that means this road shuts down the other way.
Yeah.
But even so, I think there's just so many people and less. Unless there's some, unless they're, like I said.
Well, as I say, the thing is, they had the time. I don't care who you are. A week is enough time to empty out any city in the United States.
It should be.
But we're talking about, we're projecting in the future, in, like we said, earthquake time.
Yeah, earthquake or a couple of bombs or something like that. Yeah, no, something would scare the shit out of people.
One day.
Yeah, huh?
Give them one day. Yeah, jumpy nuke.
Yeah, jumpy nuke.
Well, they came after Katrina. They came out in California right away and said, and we talked about this a little before on a previous show, that, look, if something happens in California, you guys you're on your own
right.
for 3 or 4 days.
And I think...
Don't expect us to come dropping you food.
And I think that's really the key, is that what they are avoiding on the talk shows and everything else, they're talking about the failure of government. What they should be saying is, hey, not my job, man.
My job.
Yeah.
Somebody said, do you know what the NOPD stands for? Not our problem, dude.
That's it. The New Orleans Police Department.
You know, not our problem, dude.
CYA, I mean, cover your own ass.
Yeah. Well, there's two ways this can go. It's either going to go like we're talking about, which is cover your own ass. If you live in a floodplain, get insurance, or don't live there.
Or put up on stilts.
Or there's going to be this giant slush fund for every time there's any kind of disaster. And, you know, governors will declare a state of emergency.
At the drop of a hat.
It's like Captain Janeway.
Core dump Janeway, man. Right? Something goes wrong with the transporter and she's dumping the core.
Right? We're dumping the core.
So yeah, the replicator's not working. Gordon, Gordon,
my Earl Grey is too hot,
too hot.
Yeah, so
it reminds me of Motherboard Bob.
Motherboard Bob, what was a motherboard? No, he was
back in the days when I was in the computer business, you could come in there with a hangnail and he says, must be the motherboard. I mean, it didn't matter what was wrong with your computer, it was a new motherboard.
So yeah, so there's no question that it's going to go one way or the other, and I think everybody seems to be leaning towards this national federal slush fund idea.
The oh shit fund.
Did the oh right? That's what it's going to be. Okay. It looks like
we didn't plan for that. So here's a bunch of federal billions of dollars.
Right. Hundreds of half.
It can't happen, of course. That cannot exist. Right. A slush fund cannot exist. It is one of those things that cannot exist in a political environment.
It's got to be unconstitutional.
No, it's not that. It is.
What you mean is people will drain it.
Yeah, instantaneously. I mean, right. It is one of those things that can't exist, coexist. They cannot exist at the same time. They're mutually exclusive. Politicians and slush fund.
Well, you got to figure if we have a deficit that's twice as large as this projected slush fund, then that right there absorbs it. I mean, they already spent the money.
Oh, no, they have.
Well, they're going to declare like Social Security emergency, and then they'll use the money or whatever, you know, anything that comes up.
No, if the money is there, they will spend. Again, you think about it for a second. Here in Florida, we had these slush fund from heaven in the tobacco settlement. Where'd that money go? Not to stopping tobacco. You couldn't stop it anyway, because for God's sakes, if you did that, your slush fund would go away. I mean, what they said was, we're going to use this money to stop smoking because for the health of our people. But oh, by the way, we're going to spend it on everything else on this planet. And out of the literally, I think Florida was entitled to, I forget what it was, $100 or $200 billion over 10 years of this thing, and 90% of it went for crap. And, you know, they in fact, they even cut back the Truth in Advertising, the one where the kids get up there
that was like the biggest lies.
Maybe, but that whole budget was, I forget what it was. It was millions. It was like 10, 15, 20, maybe even $50 million. That was cut to nothing, cut to 1 million or something like that. I mean,
and the Lotto Education Trust.
Oh, don't even go there. Don't go there. Don't go there.
Do you mean they're not spending it all on education?
Don't go there.
I can't believe it.
No, don't go
there. But they said.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy started to get red and flaming.
They told us they would.
No, you start going there. What I find fascinating is that...
Jimmy gets red. Going to go after the education.
Boy, that is the truth.
It's the blitzkrieg.
That's it. No, I mean, it is phenomenal to me that they say, don't gamble. Gambling is a horrible, immoral thing, except when we do it.
That's right.
And oh, by the way, our take on this is going to be, you know, 30. In other words, your expected rate of return is 33 cents on the dollar. Even Las Vegas forgot. Even the worst,
seediest casino.
The seediest casino with the Keno ripoff.
The airport Keno.
No, I mean this is where the slot machines are figured to never pay out.
That's right. A warning sign on every slot. Right. You probably won't win. Right.
They've had Stephen Hawking come up with a formula to make this thing not pay out.
No, everything goes into a singularity. I mean, it goes immediately. Now, it is just... It drops immediately, and this payout is still 80%.
The Mafia Don would blush.
No, blush. He would be... No, I mean, these are people who would not... A Mafia Don would not associate their name, would not drag themselves down to the returns that Florida gives its citizens.
I can't do that to the people.
So where does all that extra money go in their pockets?
Well, it's...
Bigger salaries? More vacations?
Think about it for a second. Think about it for a second. Just for last. Again, this is a classic case of, are you going to believe what I tell you or what your lying eyes show you for real? You know, and think about it. Why does Florida and other states as well keep coming up with new games every week? They have a new scratch off, sniff off, smell off, whatever the hell. You know, I mean, they have that every week. The reason is it's you because people learn fairly quickly that you scratch off five. You know,
after man, I didn't win on this.
I didn't win on this game. I didn't win on the one that had the picture of Snow Bob check pants on it. So
that's a trade. That's a Miami game.
That's a trademark, by the way.
That's right.
Snow Bob check pants.
Didn't win on that one. So here's the one with, you know,
right. with the Gators.
That's right. Here's one of the Gator. Maybe
the Indian.
That's right. This one I have. You know, the last one I had one chance in 10 million. This one I got one chance in 2 million. And you know, I mean,
that's
or maybe
lot, that's a lot. Man.
That's like a winning. Like
woo.
I can win. Woo!
Can
yeah,
I
I'm in. Yeah. How can you lose?
I'm gonna buy five.
That's it.
Of course, the payout doesn't fit as much.
No, I mean, the payout. So often the payout is, you know, you went in there, you pay $1 for your thing, and they say, oh, here's your $1.20 for your winning. You know, you managed to get one in 1,000 right. shot, and here's your $1.20.
But you won that game.
Yeah, you won that game. And of course, what do you do with that money? You buy another ticket.
Well, that's the classic. They go in and they buy five of them. They win, meaning they get a, you know, free ticket.
Right.
You know, take it back. You get another free ticket, you lose. But they still feel like they've won.
Right.
No, it is.
Man,
it is.
I always win.
But
man.
You think about it. They've had craps, roulette, the wheel or whatever it is, and keno and blackjack in Las Vegas for since Stone Age. I mean, they were when the cards were made out of granite.
Fred and Barney poker night.
No, I mean Fred and Barney. I mean, those fruity pebbles or whatever. That's what they used.
All
to
you
use.
Have to do is
that's
do
what
it.
They used to use in the roulette wheel.
Oh, I mean, that's seven on red.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. And they've had those. They haven't had to change those games for 1,000 years.
Yeah,
and yet in Florida they change them daily.
You have to do is look at a deck of cards. It's kings and queens. You know? I mean, that tells you when it was put together.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So anyway, but exactly right. So you have to fool people daily in order to get them to play this stupid thing. And of course, they always say, if I think it's funny here in Florida, they're claiming racism when they find that most of the lotto places where you buy your tickets are in, shall we say, underdeveloped areas
right.
in the inner city. Duh. So anyway, but the point is, and you brought up a valid point, and that has to do with the education thing. I mean, the public, the quote, government-run education is everything in the world going for it, and they still can't get it right. First of all, they rip off everybody on the lottery. Not they it says on the billboards, when you win, we all win. Yeah, right. Yeah, most people, of course, are losers. And then they have on the bottom of every billboard it says.
Which means, so how about this? When you lose, we all lose.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's right. If you don't lose, then we're nothing, you know. And it says, you know, over $12 billion given to education. Well, that's over like 100 years. You know, that's about $1 a year, whatever it is that they've given. Then they have a tremendous advertising budget, of course, to promote the new games because you have to fool some more people. You know, you can fool a lot of the people all the time. So they have everything. They've got the tags on the cars. You can actually buy a tag, $10, whatever it is, goes to the government-run education. And let's see, what's the other? Oh, and then this is the topper. I was in the health club the other day, and they have a bucket there where you can contribute, get this, pencils and erasers for the kids because they don't have any. I'm thinking,
what?
Yes. It's like a hurricane. No hurricanes have hit here, but you have to give your pencils and your erasers and so forth.
Wouldn't that be like the first thing that you'd buy if you were?
I would think paper, right? You know.
Well, one, I was two. Pencil.
Well, I gave them. I went in there and I gave them some one-sided paper. Most people write on one side anyway, so I took all my stuff that came out of my laser printer here that I didn't use. You know, I only used one side, so I donated the other side.
Yeah, Dan, that's great.
Yeah, no, it's no problem. No, I donated. It was going to go in the trash anyway. I figured this.
Well, so the point is, if they can't keep an education slush fund, how are they going to keep a disaster slush fund?
They are not. They are going to spend it. They can't keep a tobacco slush fund. They can't. They can spend no money. Let's see. I spend no money before it's time. No, I spend all the money before it's time or something like that. That's the politician's credo.
And I won't keep any money past its time.
That's it. And even before I get it, I'm going to spend.
Highly perishable, good.
Well, as long as we got the money, we might as well spend it.
Right. No, that's
generally it.
I mean, we talked about this. The fact is that they were screaming about some 30% increase in, I forget what it was, something around here went up 30% the other day, and they were just saying, oh, these people are ripping us off, gouge city, horrible, whatever it is. Well, the county budget here went up by 30%, and they said it's not enough. I mean, they got an extra $70 billion. We talked about this on one of the other shows.
Right.
And they said, well, you know, give it back. I don't think so. That brings up a peripheral point. I don't want to go there probably today we're about in an hour, right? And that had to do with for the last 2 weeks, on the opinion pages, big stories about people not being able to move here in Florida. We have the equivalent of what they had in California, Prop 13, where they capped the tax increases on your home. So that if you didn't move, the most they could go up a year was 3%. Well, of course, we had this big housing boom, and prices and the valuations of the home have gone up 200%. And if you move into a new house, suddenly instead of having $3,600 or $1,200 or whatever it is taxes per year, you're paying $8,000. Because you've moved into a house and now they revalue it at the price. So what's happened is people are not moving. And the new houses, of course, if you move in a new house, you get nailed. You know, the new people coming into Florida. So we get them northerners. They come down here and they buy the new houses and their taxes. See, I mean, you live next door to somebody that's paying $12,000 a year and you're paying $3,000 or something like that in taxes. And in order to get the money, of course, the commercial properties are not subject to this. So if you have an apartment complex where you've been paying, I was, for instance, $2,100 and it went to $5,000 in 1 year because they can reevaluate that, the commercial properties. So basically, people are not moving. It is now come to the point where when you want to take a new job, say they want to transfer you to St. Petersburg or Miami, you say, well, wait a minute, you know, is this going to cost me an extra $5,000 or $10,000 a year to move down there just in taxes? Forget the fact that I'm going to swap my house even out. But even, you know, you sell your house in one place for $300,000, you buy another one for $300,000, let's say, but
your
annual expenses go up by $7,000-$10,000. I mean, you got to make that up someplace. So there's no lateral moves anymore. This is the great law of unintended consequence. I mean, the idea was to stop, because places like St. Pete, where they built the dome, which was the stupidest thing in the world, my mother-in-law's taxes went from, you know, three, four. She lives on, talk about
it. Is an amphitheater or something they built?
No, they built a dome. A dome down there. And, of course, they sold it to the taxpayers on this. We're going to fill this up with, Bono and everybody else. And
I saw Rush there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, that's one day.
That was one day.
Okay. Now, this thing was supposed to be filled up, you know, 366 days a year, and it's as barren as the Superdome is now or whatever it is, you know. But they got to pay for it. I mean, it's millions and millions of dollars. Downtown, you know, extremely valuable property. They sold it to the taxpayers. They floated a bond issue. They can't. So they have to raise everybody's taxes to pay for this.
And how much did the taxes go up? It went up a lot.
Her went up by 10 times.
Tenfold?
Tenfold. Her taxes went up tenfold.
That's the serious
deal. And of course, she was. Now, Grandma has an unfortunate thing in that she's living a really long time. So, and we love her for it, of course, but she's been 30 years on Social Security. So
they're not liking her. They're trying to get her off.
They did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they got her off. She couldn't afford it anymore, so the kids here had to get together and buy her out. She couldn't afford it. So we...
Support Grandma, JimmyDoan.com.
That's right, yeah.
Buy a T-shirt.
That's right, buy a T-shirt. We have a Grandma T-shirt.
Well, that's unbelievable.
No, it's not. I mean, the fact is that you see that sort of thing happening as they spend money. Again, the scariest part is when some politician says, I'll spend the money as I spend my own. I'm thinking, how do you spend yours? That's a little scary.
That's right.
You know, you have be sitting there, you know, boozing it up in the goddamn
limos
and hookers and booze, you know.
And of course, if there's a central spending authority for the slush fund for the what there is going to be spent on Katrina and Rita, I mean, I'm wondering stuff like, you know, how much is Trent Lott going to get for his mansion on the water? I mean, is he going to get a cool $500,000 to rebuild it just like it was?
Well, you know, it's interesting because they did say that I was reading in today's paper, as a matter of fact, that they said that the physical damage, they thought the physical damage was $50 to $60 billion, which of course they've already appropriated. That's not the person. That's not the human damage. Mm. So that's where the other, I guess, the rebuilding and, you know, the welfare and people moving around or who knows what is the other, you know, when they say $200 billion.
Bush has proposed those programs as if they're semi-permanent sort of
Again, I wait to see what's going to happen with this voucher business. I think we talked about this for a minute yesterday, and that is, you know, suddenly to bail your ass out, you have to use the market system. You know, this is when all is said and done.
When
all else fails, we use the market. And it reminds me of a speech I saw given years and probably 30 years ago now, and it was interesting. It was very prescient. It had to do with the falling of the Berlin Wall, and it had to do with monetary policy at the time. But what happens is all of the people sit around the table and they're sweating and their sleeves are rolled up and they're trying to figure some problem out, and finally they just throw their hands up in the air and said, just let it happen. You know, we just let the market figure it out. We even they finally realize that they can't do, and that's what this voucher, you know, they've thrown their hands up in the air and say, yeah, there's nothing we can do. We just let the market figure it out. And it will very rapidly. And what's interesting about it is that they trust the market at this point, and yet when they get a few bucks in their pocket, they don't trust the market anymore. They don't have faith.
That makes sense. You know, and General Andre was complaining they need stuff to come into New Orleans now. They need people in there, smart business people, he said.
Yeah.
And of course, my thought is,
as opposed to stupid business people, we don't want them in. How do we sell it? I'm sorry, you're stupid. You can't come in. Would they give an IQ test when they come through?
No. He's just saying they need people to come in there. And of course, my thought is, well, if they would allow them to set up businesses at whatever rates they could charge,
oh yeah,
then the place could be flooded with stuff. But yeah. I imagine there's a bunch of people who are skeptical about going in there because you got to set up some sort of,
because it's flooded.
The fact is, you have a chance to lose everything.
Right.
I mean,
right.
if you guess wrong,
right. Next month.
I mean, the point is, you might make a killing for a month, and then you're out of business, basically. Right.
Hurricane Stan.
And
comes
what happens as we all know? Right. No, well, it wouldn't
I'm
be Stan. It'd be Hurricane X.
Stan, I think, is the next.
Stan
one.
Is. The point is that what would happen? Obviously, if they allow, this is what people don't understand. The first person to get in there might make a killing. But as soon as everybody else sees that, they all flood in. Prices drop immediately to what we call the commodity level.
Right. Now, see, what I'm not talking about, there would be a lot of this rebuilding. I'm not talking about a new hurricane hitting them. I'm talking about the government coming in and arresting people for gouging.
Right.
That is to say, if there were no limits on the free market to get into New Orleans, I would imagine that they would be pretty quickly filled up with supplies.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. And the price would come down to what it's supposed to be fairly quickly.
Right.
Yes, it's true. Some people would make a ton of money. It's like the guy in when they had the gold rush. You know, the guy went out and corralled all the shovels and pans. He was smart enough, you know, before it started, and that's what he made zillions selling the pans and the shovels for the gold rush. Man, nobody arrested him. Of course, he probably had his own police force by then.
Well, then he opened the brothel.
Yeah,
as well.
Boy, isn't that the truth? That's right. That's right. And or a gold exchange.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
And a casino. That's right. And, you know, or a broccoli and peach stand. You know, you can't eat gold. So.
Right. A restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. No, you make a fortune on that.
It's Wild Hickok Mills Restaurant, Casino, Laundromat, Hotel, and Rothel.
That's right. And hair cutting establishment.
And hardware store, which has started it all.
The only shower in town.
Right.
That's right.
And the best two-person shower in town. Right. Right.
Or three.
Or three. All three.
All three.
Or
tea.
All right, it looks like we're running out of stuff here, huh?
Yeah, I think we're about done.
I still got another couple things.
We can cut this into two shows.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Stop your workout from a pause, put the pause
button.
That's
right,
The North Korea deal came through.
That is interesting. Of course, the jury is still out on if that's a good deal or not. I mean, there's a lot of people claiming
the deal.
Okay, the deal is, you know, it's scary because it almost looks like the Clinton deal of before, and that was, we'll give you a light water nuclear plant and a whole bunch of food if you won't make a bomb.
Right. That's exactly what the deal is.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
On two pages.
I mean, yeah, exactly. And I'm wondering to myself, you know, what... I'm wondering, how does this differ from the Clinton thing that was done 10, 12 years ago? And that stunk. I mean, the fact is, I hate to say this, the little gargoyle over there, whatever he is, you know, the little guy. No, what's his name?
No, but he does look like a gargoyle.
No, you know, P- Pyong Hung Fu, right, or whatever his name is, or Kim Sung, or
Kim
whatever.
Some young,
yeah, something.
Some young guy.
Some young king. Some blow me, whatever, or something.
Let's see. It's Pyongyang is the city, and the guy's name is Kim Young Sung.
Yeah, Kim Young Sung, right. Or Sang. You know, you don't use the past tense there? Or the, no, that's right. Okay, whatever. No, the guy can't even speak English.
We have our official Korean representative, June, is going to weigh in on this. But for now,
he's not. Well, right. We have to call him up or something right. like that. You know, get our phone thing here working.
It works perfectly. I was in here all day the other day, and it works perfectly.
Okay.
You can actually dial out right now.
Uh-oh. That's scary.
Let's call somebody.
Should we call up Dave Letterman and see what, you know, he always calling people. Or call Regis or, no, who are the people that always, they're always, yeah, Regis is always
Let's
calling.
Call Kelly instead of Regis.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? That's right.
Regis, put Kelly on.
Yeah, that's right.
Is this Regis filming?
She's
put Kelly
in the shower.
On.
That's fine. That's what it is.
But so anyway, about North Korea.
Kelly.
So the deal came in, and there's some skepticism as to...
No.
Well...
Skepticism?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
My thought is they ought to just say, hey, look, well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking North Korea...
Nuke them.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking they wouldn't have fired up their reactor stuff again if they weren't a little bit scared about what was going on in terms of being named part of the Axis of Evil.
Yeah.
And my thought is just... Back off, leave him alone, tell him, hey, you want to build something, knock yourself out. Otherwise, the only aid you're getting is free trade. Foreign aid through free trade.
Well, I've always said that. Let the market figure it out. It will figure it out. And let those guys, this embargo business and sanctions is crap. Well, of course,
I've got an idea.
Uh-oh.
We let them have the plan. But we have a special switch on it.
Oh, you thought you saw spy.
Yeah.
Meltdown.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm a little worried about giving them any kind of nuclear reactor. Just because of the peripheral technology that's involved in that. And the Soviets already agreed to jump right in and build them one right now. They'll go ahead and do it.
Well, they got unemployed, nuclear reactor people. So
right.
They've got to do that. Yeah, I mean, and of course, a lot of it has to do, they're not idiots. I mean, even though they all speak Korean over there, they don't speak much Iranian or whatever they speak in Iran. They're certainly looking around and seeing what our relationship with Iran is.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're nuclear, coming on nuclear type thing. And, Pakistan and everybody wants to be one. But, again, the fact is that that little guy is a pathological, antisocial, obviously he's a, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could. Well, you might be able to throw him. I wouldn't trust him that far. I'd, be like dwarf, what is it?
Dwarf tossing.
Dwarf tossing, yeah. No, I mean, I certainly wouldn't even do that. I'm guessing... I don't know how they could. Of course, they're talking about inspections now again. Of course, we've done this before. Yeah, right.
Man,
good luck.
Just,
yeah,
no. the whole idea is.
It reminds me of Soviet Empire, quote unquote, burnt the wall, and the communism lasted for 70 years from the revolution in 1918 until 1989 when the wall came down. The last 30 years of that was because we supplied them with rice and grain and everything. Us taxpayers supplied subsidized wheat and rice and everything to the Russians to keep them from revolting. That's what they're going to do.
Here it is. They fire up their reactor, and the first thing we do is rush in and give them another reactor and a bunch of food. It's like, man, I mean, what a great deal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm in.
Can we get a Jimmy Doan reactor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we, yeah.
Hey, if they want to donate their used reactor parts to somewhere, we'll take them.
Well, wait a minute now. Yeah, I can see that happening. send your fuel rods on over here, expired or otherwise.
Or otherwise.
Yeah, that's right.
Any condition accepted.
Yeah, well.
No. So anyway, it stinks to me to high heaven of of something that they tried and found wanting, shall we say, that failed 12 years ago. And I don't know why these people don't seem to learn. I mean, and it's interesting because you've seen there doesn't seem to be as many skeptics as you would expect. I mean, the press, interestingly enough,
because everybody wants to believe that we can talk another country out of seeking nuclear weapons.
Because some of us in this country are rational. You're dealing with somebody who is irrational.
Irrational.
You know, this is a person who has no logic there. You know,
with that prefix in front of rational,
yeah, you'd be surprised what it does. It pretty much makes it go away. You could just put the ear part and be done with it. I mean, it's, you know, they ain't no rational here is what that means.
It's extortion, too.
No, that is absolutely extortion. It is absolutely extortion.
It's pretty typical American, it seems like, that we think we can conform everybody. We're doing things the right way.
Yeah.
You know, our way.
Our way or the highway.
Our way or the highway. That sometimes that's what we're saying.
It seems to me that they if so often, though, on a lot of this stuff, is they don't have a long-term goal. I mean, it is amazing to me how often our policies are geared at the moment.
I'll tell you, we've designated ourselves the world's policeman, which is just a ridiculous thing. It doesn't make sense in the scheme of international sovereignty, because who's our judge? You wouldn't want you wouldn't want a police officer roaming around. We don't allow it here in this country. We have judges. We have a protection system. But yet we're perfectly willing to assign ourselves that responsibility and to judge ourselves in terms of how much we're overstepping the bounds. There is no... The United Nations...
Yeah. You know. I laugh at them. I laugh in your general direction.
Exactly. There's nobody stopping us from imposing our will like that.
So let's do it. I mean, if you're gonna impose your will, let's conquer the world. I mean, if you're gonna make no pretense.
Well, that you're exactly right in some regard, and that is, if you invade a country and you take out their structure, their internal structure, you have to put something else in there. You've only got two choices: you or some third party person. Now, you know, we're over there in Iraq trying to like build up these third party people.
Well, no, if you're gonna take over the world, we need an oil source first. That was the first.
That's the 51st state.
Exactly.
And we got one located 3,000 miles off California. Here's one 6,000 miles off New York.
And we need a light reactor in Korea.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Just to have some power over there.
That's right. It's interesting when you talk about conquering. Of course, they should probably take a lesson from the Romans. And they, you know, when they conquered a lot of people, they pretty much let them go what they were going to do.
Well, what they'd do is come in, hack off all the heads of the leaders. But they would put their own people in there at the top, and then let them do what they used to do.
Right. Well, and let them do what they used to do, but now they had to consider themselves Romans.
Right. Right.
And pay. So as long as you said you're Roman and paid his money. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Of course, the Brits found out that didn't work out too well, because they conquered half the world, you know, in the 19th century, and suddenly all the Pakistanis, Indians, and not Congolese, that was Belgian, but the whoever it was wanted to migrate to Britain. that's one of the reasons they have that tremendous population, because they were all, quote, British subjects, unquote. I mean, basically, and they said, well, as long as I'm a British subject, I'll go to London.
All right.
I think I'll go to London.
Hey!
You know, that's
become
why
I'll become a beetle.
Yeah, become a beetle. That's right.
Are you a mod or a rocker? I'm a mocker.
No, was it? You can do Apu. You know,
I'll be coming to London. I'm going to become a beetle.
That's right.
Next beetle, Apu. Now has a Peter Petalan. I'm the fifth beetle. Maybe the sixth. But I think Billy Preston was actually the fifth.
You got to be careful about that too, I guess. It's again, it's always the great law of unintended consequence. You got to trust the market,
right? And the way the world's eventually going to unite in 100 years or so. Here's a prediction.
Well, you know,
well, those people on Alpha Centauri.
That's right.
Let us know how we did.
That's right. They'll sail in here on their, you know, whatever it is, ships.
The peaceful
ships.
The peaceful voluntary way that it happens is free trade. Everybody trades.
Well, again, goods cross borders or soldiers do, and right. that's an old saying. No, it's because, of course, you say 100 years, that brings up another thing, which we will talk about in a future show, and that's Ray Kurzweil.
You have to do a book review.
on
Ray Kurzweil's new book.
Yeah, I know. I have to read it first. It just came.
It's only like 2 inches thick. I mean, you should knock that out by the
Tuesday. Maybe if I could read the edges of the pages.
Just download it.
Yeah, download it, right. And download it into my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what he's going to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of that. It's called, what is it called? The singular, the coming singularity? Is
yeah,
that,
something like the coming of the
singularity. We're going to read about that. We'll talk about that in a future show. That'll be a great, that'll be a good show. I'll review that book and probably put it on the website as well. So anyway, the Koreans, they are looking at the Syrians, not the Syrians, the Iranians. And that's, of course, it's interesting because the when you realize that in not different, Korea's a lot different sociologically from Iran, because Iran, I think something like half or two-thirds of the population is under 25, and a lot of those people like jeans and Dial soap. And so
Levi's jeans, right?
Well, or any kind of jeans. I mean, right. It doesn't matter. You know, as long as it's got a hole in the knee, they're in. You know, pre-washed, whatever.
Well, that's the way. That's the way that it's going to happen.
You know, it's going to take a generation.
When everybody's got a Persian rug, and they've got Coca-Cola and Big Macs.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Well, they're working on the Big Macs. Is there very few places you can go and not get a Big Mac?
Boy, isn't that the truth? And some people are upset about that. I remember they burned down one in Paris or something, didn't they?
What?
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah. This is a couple of years ago. They I forget what happened in protest against the United States. They went and
Freedom fries.
They went and burned down a McDonald's.
Oh, the freedom fries.
Freedom fries. I think it was about that time.
In Paris, in McDonald's, if you're going to eat in, it costs you more.
Really?
Yeah. If you're going to sit in the restaurant, there's an extra tax.
Really?
Yeah. If it's to go, you get a little discount.
Is that because they got to clean up after you or something?
Yeah, it's because Parisians hang out.
Yeah, that's right.
They're taking up space.
Man, they're taking up space.
But I mean, that is a Parisian right, as you well know. I mean, how many times have we sat on the Champs-Élysées with a cup of coffee for, you know, 3 hours? And, you know, they're doing it here in town now. Of course, now they got the wireless play. I was downtown yesterday, as a matter of fact, at some little coffee shop downtown. And I mean, there's people. One person taking up a four-person table with his laptop and his one little, you know, $2 cup of coffee.
4 hours worth of homework.
Hell yeah. Seriously, this one girl down there had a stack of books. I kid you not.
We're in a university town.
Yeah, but she's down there, you know, with her laptop and her one-foot-tall stack of books. She was camped. I mean, you know, $2. Thank you so much. Better than the library.
You wish it was $2.
Five. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, who cares? Right. I mean, you got internet access. Hello. I mean, it was, you know, that was a, they were down there with their G4s or whatever it was and just, you know, going away, going crazy. Anything else?
Well, we got lots of
them. No, we got lots of stuff. I think we're going to have to cut it for a while. And what we're going to do is it'll probably be for you people out there. It might be as much as another week. Maybe middle of the week we'll try and do one. Say about Wednesday, and then it'll be mixed by...
I've almost got yesterday's mixed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I should have it up there by tonight. What a
whenever tonight is.
Whenever tonight is.
Check it right now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Check it down. See if we're up there. Yep. Guess what? We're there.
I got here. One of my relatives here registered his dog to vote. It's a Peter Rhodes.
Really?
Peter Rhodes, that's right. That's right.
Oh, my. What was the deal?
In New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
You know, as
registered
a joke,
to vote where?
Registered
in New Zealand.
Zealand.
Good.
In New Zealand, right? That's right.
Easy enough doing this country, but
I was going to say this happens all the time in America.
I want to know why I can't get a phony ID. I mean, everybody in the world, everybody illegal, but I'm a legal person here and I want a phony ID.
This guy's Jack Russell Terrier, apparently, is a registered voter. His occupation as a rodent exterminator, 28 years old.
28.
And apparently...
Oh, that's right, four. Yeah.
That's dog right.
Hello.
And apparently, icing on the cake, he actually put his dog's paw print on the signature of the official form that apparently made it official.
Well, I think it's... And so his name is Jack Rhodes?
His name... Peter Rhodes is the owner.
But he's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Toby Rhodes is the owner. So these are relatives of mine back in the old country.
No, but I thought it was interesting. I don't know why they didn't put Jack... Because it's a Jack...
Jack
Russell
Rhodes, you're right.
Yeah,
right,
would have been what we could have used. Okay, well, that's...
But,
yeah.
But then what about... let's see, I heard something like they weren't too concerned about the dog having the right to vote because they're...
The dog party?
Well, he said the only role he's interested in is a dog role. Not on the electoral roll. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, as far as the...
mostly it's in a jelly roll, I think. If you had a jelly roll, he'd take that. You bet that.
Of course, now, the Electoral Enrollment Center manager, Mr. Wicks, was more angry than amused that the application filed by
typical bureaucrat
had slipped through the center's checking system.
Oh, my God. People have no sense of hemorrhoid. Right. I'm telling you.
I got this one good one. Prowler breaks in, does push-ups.
Say what?
On the man's wife? Or
no,
what?
Yeah, really. Well,
those are push-ins. I'm sorry.
I thought they were push-in and outs. But anyway.
Hey, this is like Jimmy after the show.
That's right. this is the bonus moment.
This is the post-show.
It's like okra after the show.
No, these are the outtakes or whatever it is.
The outtakes.
Outtakes.
You know, yeah, this is in Suva, Fiji. The wife of Fiji's president caught an intruder doing push-ups in a room. Apparently, the first lady heard the... here was the... this guy, he leapt over a fence of the home of President Ratu Josefa Iliolo and broke into the house before...
I know him. That's his brother.
And he turned on a radio and began a workout. And the first lady heard the noise, went to investigate. Once inside, she saw him doing press-ups, I guess.
Buns of steel.
And while the music was on really loud, he had buns of steel. Tour buns of steel tape, right.
That's my Jane Fonda.
And then she alerted an aide who nabbed Tunamasi and took him to police. And then he pleaded guilty to breaking into the house and told the court he just wanted to know what it was like up there in the presidential home.
Why didn't he? I would have raided the refrigerator or something. I mean, what is this push-ups thing? I mean, you can do that any place. I would like to see what they're eating.
All right, here's another good blurb here, Oprah after the show. Indiana school converted to swingers club. Apparently, a defunct elementary school.
Ah, yes.
It was last used as a bingo hall. Has now become one of Indiana's seven swingers clubs.
What's the address of that place?
That's right.
I'm sorry. What's the exact? Can you give us the GPS location on that? We need to.
Well, Jimmy Doan's already a member.
Okay.
That's our official invitation.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Now, why is that unbelievable? What else are you can do with the school, for gosh sakes?
Yeah, well, that's apparently what they're saying.
Should be my first choice.
Yeah, at the very least.
But local religious leaders, you know, vowing to shut down the club.
Those religious leaders.
It could bring crime into the community. Neighbors and city officials are debating whether the residential area is the proper location for this club.
Crime, because swingers are
the criminals.
Yeah, yeah. Notorious breakers and enterers.
That's right.
What looters?
After anal sex for 3 hours, how much energy do you have to go to rip off the 7-Eleven? I don't know. I don't know if it works.
It doesn't seem to me like that's a gateway item to
anal sex, then rob a bank.
That's right. No, I don't think so.
It usually works the other way around.
I was going to say, the celebratory event usually takes place afterwards.
The man with the mask on entered the bank slumped over.
Yeah, that's right. You better believe it.
And walking rather peculiar.
Easily recognized. Trotting down the street. Yeah.
So far, they've received no complaints from the neighbors.
That actually brings up another point. It is phenomenal. It is amazing to me how often somebody, and Curtis, you know more about this than anything, but that prosecutors especially will bring a complaint when there is no complaint. I mean, nobody, you know, the people.
Ought to be a law against that.
Yeah, there ought to be a law. No, I mean, it's phenomenal when you see, you know, who's being hurt, and you find out, like, it's one person, then it's class action or whatever it is. And,
well, I don't mind class action so much. That you actually have to get people together to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, they start fishing for class action is what I'm saying. A lot of
I don't even mind that. What I take
umbrage.
That's right. With is the idea that even if the citizen is standing there screaming at the prosecutor, please don't prosecute.
Right.
The prosecutor still has the option to go forward with the case.
Unbelievable. And that's right. As a matter of fact, we want to do a show on that. I started doing the research that you on the book you gave me on. the dozen or so Supreme Court cases that need desperately to be overturned. And there was one in special, I think we mentioned this in one of the early shows, that they had a perfect opportunity and blew it.
There's a bunch of them. We'll just tell you.
Yeah, no, we got about a dozen that desperately need. And this falls back on something that I've said in one of our little pithy platitudes, and that is fallible men make fallible laws. And even the Supreme Court, surprise, surprise, but made up of men, can make a mistake.
But we've got a list. And we have a list. If John Roberts won't tell you.
We will. we're going to tell him what to do.
Exactly.
And that's right. Maybe we'll send him a CD or something of the show and tell him exactly, you know, you didn't answer Congress, but by God, we got your answers. You know, here's what we want you to do. That's exactly right.
JimmyDoon.com.
That's right. Get out of the way, Chuck Schumer, because we're going to tell you what to do. That's right.
Woo.
All right.
It was a good show today.
That was a good show. It was great. Jack Rhodes, appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, as always.
Enjoy. Fun to be here. You're going to see the Blue Angels,
right? Going to go see some high-flying.
Yeah, you better get going because they're supposed to start at noon, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
They came over here. They came over this house.
Oh,
right. I mean, they came right over this house.
Wait. Do I hear him now? Do I hear him coming?
That's right. We had to do the show before they show up. Anyway, Curtis, thank you.
You're welcome.
Legal advice, Eric, my boy.
Always
here. That's great. Going to be good mix. And listen, don't forget to send us email suggestions. We've got some great suggestions. Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com. And we do read them all before trashing them. And
we read every piece of spam.
Just about. Well, almost. That's right. That's right. Viagra and Rolex watches.
Very good.
Yeah, they've been great suggestions. So we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot. This is Jimmy Doan signing off. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm really trying to
good show, folks.
I'm going to do something to you now.